שלום לכולם, כמו...
Hello everyone. As we normally organize our meeting with Rav and the Asian Africa groups, it's a really important meeting because of the big congress that's coming up in Israel. We have friends from many countries in Asia and Africa, as well as a new team for Ethiopia that has started to formulate. And we are now with Rav, and we have our coordinators. And in the name of Africa, we would like to technically know. We would like to ask from Godfrey, and Stefan from Japan will ask questions, and in the name of Turkey, Yilmaz will ask. And Mutlu will translate, Yilmaz. Okay, so let's start with Asia. Stefan.
Okay, there are a few questions from Japan, so we start with them. First question. Lately, we, the men in Asia, are trying to organize ourselves in tents in Asia and Australia. If we have tents according to local languages, the tents tend to be very small and somewhat weak. For example, in Japan, there are now only 3 Japanese-speaking men who are somewhat active. Can we make tents only based on time zones, without a common language? Most friends, but not all, know some English.
Yeah, I think that it's possible. Try it. There are many things that we try for the first time. And we have no experience in it. But somehow... we discover the way it goes. There's none as wise as those with experience. So if you ask me, I can't say yes or no. Try, we'll see how it goes, and we'll continue. That's it. You don't need to be afraid, because you're in a big group that's already including thousands of people, and you have on what to rest upon. Please.
We have a common internet dissemination project in Asia. The project is immensely important. There is no doubt about that. But how do we express it? And how do we feel that our lives and the future of humanity depends on it, on this project? We really, really need to feel its importance.
I'll tell you. I'm reading a lot about what's happening in the world and what's happening in the economy and the details of the economy that's going on, and I'm very worried about what's happening in the world and what will happen in the next year. And I try to explain in my articles that I write. For instance, today I had a staff meeting with my writers, and we discussed what's happening the next year and how we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to keep the world from going into such dramatic states, but that it'll develop more calmly and beautifully. We need to, together with you, disseminate and publicize more and more about wisdom of Kabbalah and the future of the world, and that our ego is the one that's disturbing us and it's ruining us, and that's why we need to take care of it and explain in all kinds of ways. That's what we need to do, and then it'll work. I think to disseminate translations of our articles that we disseminate from here. How many languages do we have? English, Russian, Spanish? Yeah, those are the main ones. So to translate from them into other languages and to publicize them on the internet, you know, everywhere in different languages, and that's very important. And by that, you'll see how people will be drawn to it. Shimon, yeah, so we have a project where we're translating from English, not from Russian, because there's a lot more. That's clear. And so they're translating from their pages on Facebook, and they're publicizing them. And there's something, also, you can tell us if it's correct, that we're also trying to find content that's according to each country. What is interesting to the Japanese will be translated to the Japanese, and Koreans might have other interests that we are adapting it for each country according to their interests of the audience. More? Only, we try that each country open their own Facebook page, and they're administrating it with their relevant content, and by that we're trying to get to more and more people in the country. Okay. It can be that works too. Some more.
How does a friend turn to the 10? If you have many obstructions to get to the lessons, personal, family, work, etc., what do you ask from the 10? Is it the same request all the time? Does one suffer this in silence, or does he turn to the 10 and ask for help? What should the request sound like?
My plea to the 10 is by that they'll give me a covenant. They'll always feel that there's a tendency, an inclination to the Creator, and that they're holding me in that inclination. That they think about me, and that even when I fall from my thoughts towards the purpose of life, they hold me and stabilize me, establish me on that inclination, that thought to that goal, to that purpose. That's my request. That's my plea to the group, and that's the way each one should plea to the group, each and every one, and in that we will be in Elvut. That mutual responsibility between us, where we're all caring for the inclination that we'll have towards the purpose, the goal. And then we will find that in the connection between us. We'll find a Creator in the connection between us. Next.
How do friends respond to a friend that requested help from the 10? Do friends respond individually or as a group through a workshop?
Try this way and that way. It depends on the group. It depends on the stage the people are going through them. I can't say. The important thing is to awaken the mutual care. Please, continue.
Next, Stefan.
How to properly ask the Creator to help us be guides of light to all the people?
The correct way that we feel, as much as the world is suffering and as much as it needs the revelation of the Creator, and then we plead to the Creator that will organize us to be a conduit, a pipeline, a connection between Him and the whole world.
Still a question from Japan. Rav, during the Mirror Congress, you told us that it is not a covenant to not obey the group. Could you explain that in detail?
What did you ask? I ask again, please.
The question is, during the Mirror Congress, Rav told us that it is not a covenant to not obey the group. Could you explain that in detail?
שאם אתה לא מציית לקבוצה, זה לא ברית.
ודאי שכן.
הוא שואל אם...
Of course. The group becomes the ten spheres of the soul, and that's only in the condition that everyone's caring for one another, and everyone's caring to build that net of connection between us, that we will reveal the Creator there, and the Creator is that force of bestowal and love. And we need to, by that, try and establish such attitude and relation between us. And then we'll discover the Creator between us. Please.
Next one. Stefan, please.
Okay. Last question from Japan. I have some criticism about the group, and I strongly feel my ego. How can I annul myself?
I don't need to cancel myself in that way. All of the corrections are really happening as corrections when they need to be, only by the upper light, by the reforming light, and not by me as if doing something. I'm only inviting the reforming light, and the reforming light does the corrections. That's called that the Creator will complete for me. And that's the way we need to act. I take all of the force, the power of my request, the power of the requests of the friends, I gather them together and direct myself in a plea to the Creator through the center of the group where I am depicting Him there, and I'm asking of Him to fix, correct the connection between us, and that that quality of bestowal will dwell between us, and it'll be all of us together. And that covers it all.
Stefan, the last one from Korea, there's a question.
Last one?
A question from South Korea. As a virtual student, do I also need to pay maser?
It's difficult for me to answer this. The thing is, everyone who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah needs to participate in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's why we gather. And it's also written in all of the texts of the Kabbalah that every tenth of what someone earns needs to be given towards dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the correction of the world, because he cannot correct that tenth part of his soul. That's the malchut of his, and he can't correct himself there. And by donating it to a group, we gather all of these monies, and then you start to see how can we use them for placing our articles in all sorts of different places, to pay for the IT systems, for the filming, and by that we exist. So the Maasel is for everyone who wants to advance in the wisdom of Kabbalah according to what's written in the sources. You can check yourself. Needs to pay Maasel, the tithe. And by that he'll advance. It's one of the conditions. Yeah. Shimon, okay, so we'll continue with Godfrey, who will ask for Ethiopia and Africa. Ethiopia is part of Africa, it's a new department. We wanted to ask one of the lessons 3 weeks ago, and there was a question from South Africa that now, lately, the Asia and Africa are joining the World Kli, and it's really adding something special. Can you go into detail here? Because people have asked. It's part of the big world that was always kind of like asleep, not felt. And that's why now that it's awakening, and awakening many people, many friends who are yearning for the purpose of life, to discover it, attain it. And it's very awakening for us too. And I see in that as part of the whole Kli of Adam Rishon, you know, from the general soul, of all those parts that were always not in action, not operationally executing it. But now they are. They're in action and they're awake. And that means that we are really approaching the general correction. And that's why I'm very happy that they're joining us.
Gottfried, please ask the question for Ethiopia and Africa.
Thanks. Now, dear Rav, this is from Ethiopia. How to approach people about their individual religious faith and bring the wisdom of Kabbalah closer to them.
The wisdom of Kabbalah does not belong to any religion, not even Judaism. It's not connected to any religion. It has no ceremonies. It doesn't have anything. It's just a connection between people. And that's why there's nothing contradicting, opposing any religion. Not Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all kinds of other religions, Buddhism, no more. That's why I don't think there's something here. If we were disseminating Judaism, that'd be something else, but we are not attributed to Judaism at all. And there's people from all over the world, from all of the religions, as Bala Salam is writing. There's a special book that's written about the last generation in Doahon, and here there he writes, wisdom of Kabbalah can be worked by anyone in humanity. All of the people can get to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, and everyone remains in their own religion. That's why there's no connection. It's only people who don't understand what's the wisdom of Kabbalah that think that there is some connection between wisdom of Kabbalah and religion. Because wisdom of Kabbalah only talks about connection between people. How to make of all of us, symbolic Adam. Man, that's special, like Adam HaRishon. Yes.
Yeah, we have formed an Ethiopian dissemination team. How can we act in connection with one man with one heart?
Shimon is explaining how there's a new department for dissemination in Ethiopia. How can they work together as according to the same rules that we're doing it? According to the same rules, what's the difference? Well, is there a difference between people? Everyone's the same. And that's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is universal for everyone. Please. Next question.
Yeah, dear Rav, many people think that Ethiopia is a cursed land. What can Kabbalah offer concerning such thoughts?
I don't
know. I never thought that Ethiopia is a cursed land. It's something less than other countries and other places. Quite contradictory. It's written in the Torah, in Tanakh, that 3,000 years ago there was a connection between Israel and Ethiopia, and they would visit there and they would come here and so on. It's a very antique nation with a history and culture that's very rich. I don't think that it's correct at all. Where do you have such an opinion? I relate to Ethiopia as a country that's most antique that's on Earth.
Ken.
Yep.
Next question.
Next question.
Okay. Africa. Africa basically is a virtual group, and there is a confusion about our daily task in regard to the state of the group. Friends are confused and wondering about whether one member of the group should write it or whether individual members should write it for themselves regarding the daily task.
I don't know if you have difficulty to connect to one another virtually, or if you can have a connection once a day for everyone and then talk about it. When I said that you need to write every day. What's the state of the group? I meant that it'll demand you to talk together, that you will have such a virtual assembly gathering in Zoom in some way, and you'll talk all together, even 5 minutes, that's enough. But it'll be such a meeting. That's all I meant.
Next question.
Please.
זהו?
יש שאלה מהודו.
כן.
There's a question from India. In India, there's a lot of suicide amongst agriculturists because of all kind of stuff happening in agriculture. What does Wisdom of Kabbalah have to say about suicide? To give people hope. For what are they living? Why do they exist? Not in a way that they live and they think that's all there is to life, and then it all ends and they get to such an anguish where they're really willing to just end their lives. They need to know that there's a way to be inspired and they can attain a spiritual life, not just in death, that they think that they'll die and by that I solve all of the problems and I go to a new world, a different world. You need to know that no, I in this world can attain the next world. Yes. Shimon. Okay, now questions from Turkey. Ilmaz will ask and Mutlu will translate.
İlmaz, please.
Merhabalar.
Shalom.
Merhaba Rav.
Hello.
Merhaba arkadaşlar.
Hello Rav. Hello friends.
Türkiye'den 3 tane sorumuz var.
İstanbul'da şeylot mi Türkiye?
3 questions from Turkey.
İstanbul'da aramıza yeni katılan dostlarla buluştuk.
אנחנו פגשנו חברים חדשים ש התאספו איתנו.
We have new friends who have gathered with us last week.
Sorularımız aramıza yeni katılan eğitim merkezinden gelen dostların sorularıdır.
Ve şu şeylot haylu mi חברים חדשים ש
These 3 questions are with the new friends who have joined our group.
Grubumuz büyüdü. 40 civarında yeni dostumuz bize katıldı. Onların heyecanını sizlere aktarmak, bu soruları sormak istiyoruz.
We
would like to ask, also show our excitement that we are now gathering for the first time with them. Turkey. First question.
Bana yaratanın beni gözettiği düşüncesini veren Yaradan'ın kendisi olduğuna göre gün içinde en azından bir anlık bile onu tüm kalbimle istediğim anlarıma karşılık neden kalbimde onun sevgisini doyasıya hissedemiyorum?
If
all the thoughts and emotions come from the Creator, and even if I want with all of my heart to feel Him in that moment, in a day, why don't I feel Him? Well, because you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. You still don't have enough deficiency, chisaron, to feel Him. It's slowly built by a lot of effort. Second question, please.
İkinci soruyu soruyorum. Dostlarımı kendim kadar sevmeye çalışırken 10 dostumdan birkaçını kendim kadar sevmeyi başardığım takdirde her dostuma karşılık bana kendini ifşa edecek mi yaratan?
İmani mitoch ha'aseria imani matzliach.
10. If I'm able to mingle with one or two friends, not everyone, if I succeed by that, will the Creator be revealed to us? Yeah, you need to ask from the Creator to specifically to love everyone equally, to the point where there's no difference between them, and you are included with them together.
The last one.
Üçüncü soru, son soru.
Üçüncü ve son soru arkadaşlar. Rav, zihinsel olarak dünyanın sanal kurgusundan çıkmayı başardığım halde etrafımda olup bitenlerin kötü bir oyun olduğu gerçeğinin dışında hissettiğim hiçbir gerçeklik kalmıyor. Bu durumda gerçeklik nasıl olabilir diye hayaller kurmaya başlıyorum ki bunun bana hiçbir faydası olmuyor. Realiteyi algılamak nasıl bir şey?
I'm trying to imagine true reality according to our study, and I see that all of reality is like a bad game. How can a person approach, have an attitude to, in a correct attitude? Yeah, so that all of the realities is one big ego, and we need to start to rise above it. And then, and only then, when we see that the whole reality is a lie, egoistic, we need to rise in a 10. Not the whole world, that's not possible, but me, in my 10, we want to build a unit, a cell, a small spiritual cell. And there I discovered a spiritual force, and from there onward, from my 10 onward, it starts to illuminate to the whole world, and to another 10 and another 10, and from many more 10s, and by that we will start to illuminate the whole world. I'm very grateful to you that we met today. And I'm wishing all of us to be strengthened, and we'll work together on the connection between us. I'm expecting all of you to come here to the big congress that'll be in February, the end of February. We'll be happy to host you and hug you, and that you'll be here with us for week, and that you'll see where we live and how we do things, and by that it'll really give us a new advancement, new development. So with love and joy in such a meeting, and goodbye, and see you next time. All the best.